Pre-excavation works at the site of the former Mother and Baby Institution in Tuam, County Galway have begun today. The initial works on the long-awaited dig will take 4 weeks before the full-scale excavation gets underway. The intricate and complex process is expected to take approximately 2 years to complete. It's the latest step in the ongoing efforts to identify the remains of infants who died at the home between 1925 and 1961. We're joined by our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath. Good afternoon, Pat.
Hi, Paul.
Could you remind us just about how we got here?
Well, this whole story began with research conducted by local historian Catherine Corliss for the 2014 edition of the Journal of the Old Tuam Society. And as part of her research into the mother and baby home in the town, she identified 796 death certs for babies and young children who died there over the 36-year period between 1925 and 1961. The home was operated by the Bon Secour Sisters on behalf of Galway County Council. And the main intake of mothers was from the Galway and Mayo area. Now, while there were death certs for close to 800 children, there were no burial records for the vast, vast majority of those. And the research shone a global spotlight on the burial practices at the mother and baby home. It led to the setting up of the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes, which carried out a number of inquiries and surveys at the site. A number of preliminary reports were published. One of them in 2017 confirmed the presence of significant quantities of human remains on part of the site in disused sewage facility there. A number of chambers in which infant remains were placed, and in turn that led to commitments from the government that further works would be carried out at the site. In 2023, the Office of the Director of Authorised Intervention was established. It's been set up, headed by Daniel McSweeney, specifically to examine and to excavate and exhume the site here in an effort to bring some conclusion to the story.
So the work starts today. What's going to happen?
Initially, the site is being sealed off. There's a memorial garden where it's known that there are human remains buried, but there's also an adjacent playground and green area in the centre of the Dublin Road estate in Tuam, totalling around 5,000 square metres. It's being sealed off. A hoarding has been erected around the entire perimeter of the site. Diggers and other facilities being brought on site. That will continue for the next 4 weeks before they break ground. There'll be a 24-hour security presence on site. It will be closed. The Office for the Director of Authorised Intervention stressing this is akin to a Garda investigation. The forensic approach is similar in that respect. So in mid-July, they will break ground and they will work their way through the site in an effort to locate and ultimately identify and give back the remains to the relatives of those who died here. But that's a very, very methodical and painstaking process, and there is a lot between many a slip, I suppose, twixt cup and lip, Paul, because this was the site of a workhouse in previous centuries. There were famine remains found close by, and the size of the infant remains, they may be commingled all in together. It's going to be very, very difficult to get to the bottom of this in some respects, but that not deterring the director and the team of forensic archaeologists and anthropologists that have been gathered to undertake this work.
A few minutes ago, you mentioned Catherine Corliss, the long-term campaigner, and you've been speaking to her this morning. What has she been saying?
Well, she's pointing out that it's been a very long journey to this point, over 11 years since her research was first published, and many false starts between then and now. But she says she has faith in the approach of Daniel McSweeney and his team. They've taken a very considered approach in terms of making sure that they inform survivors and relatives before anybody else. They're in contact with the local community here in the Dublin Road estate, a busy, big estate on the outskirts of Tuam. Not everybody is pleased that this work is beginning. Some people feel maybe we should leave well enough alone. Others saying that the remains must be identified as best as is possible. But ultimately, Catherine Corliss is hoping that this marks the beginning of the end of a long search for justice and dignity.
Today is a very important day to us and to the survivors and to the families of those babies who were in that terrible sewage system, because they're going to be exhumed. They're going to be DNA tested and forensically, which is fantastic. It's far more than we ever expected. And as well as that, as far as possible, they're going to be returned to their own family and buried with their mothers. So everyone is happy about that, and it's a great day for everyone.
Catherine Corliss speaking there to our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.